Hello once again. I'm here with yet another donor of an even nicer car. It's a 2000 convertible red Sebring. And I'm here with Joni. She's the donor. And Joni, if you would just let us share what encouraged you to donate the car, and also what's the motivation behind that? What motivated you to do that? And if you do have some encouragement for other people in helping, maybe they have a car that they can donate or something that they can make a difference for other people's lives.
Well, I think what probably motivated us the most was that we knew that people were in need, and we had this car that we didn't really need and thought about selling it, and instead of selling it, we decided that we could probably get more satisfaction out of donating it. And other things that we have donated, this is not the first car we've donated, and people are so grateful and so thankful, and what to us may be something that we don't need any longer becomes a treasure to someone else. And so it's so simple to actually do this and then reap such wonderful rewards afterwards.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that you've done some other things too, rather than just donating cars. Do you have a encouragement for others who may not have car to donate, but you know, simple things that can make a difference in other people's lives?
Well, I think we all find that we have lots of things, and we tend to gather lots of things, but what, as I said before, what to us is are just things, to others are treasures. And something so simple as even a toaster, where someone can make toast in the morning, donating something like that can be a diamond to someone else, and to us it's a toaster. So I think that if you have anything that you think are just things in your home that you don't need, that you haven't used in a year, donate those things and reap the rewards of how wonderful people react to that.
That's another encouragement for our community. You can do something, whether it's donating your car, picking up trash can, praying for people, or just giving a hi or a smile for people in the street or in the grocery store or in the restaurant. So once again, bless you. I hope you are blessed with these interviews, and I encourage you to, you know, if you do have any cars or vehicles that you would like to donate, you can just visit fhlinternational.org. God bless you.